Thanks for downloading another episode of the Pedestrian Podcast. You're about to hear an episode recorded June 21st, 2017, a conversation with Avinash Rajput, an improviser in San Francisco, now in New York City. Thanks again for downloading. Please listen and enjoy.
Check.
We're already doing, we're going to record an intro after the fact for our listeners, and then it becomes like the second intro that we record for our listeners. And it was like a bit much. We spend like the first 3 minutes of our show introducing our show. And it's like, we introduce our show in order to introduce our show.
Well, that's that way you know the show is definitely introduced.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely
it's
introduced.
Taken
I, my question, though, for all of this is, do you think we actually have listeners?
We have 55 people who are subscribed, and
yes.
We got downloads.
They're all in Ukraine.
That's a hotbed of podcasts. That's a good sign.
Oh, but you know what we do need to introduce is that voice that
yeah.
you just heard. Yeah, is the sweet sound of Avi.
Avi.
Rajput? I've
yeah,
never said your
correct.
Last name. Okay.
That's correct. Yeah.
Avi Rajput.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Yes.
Awesome. A very special guest.
Definitely a special guest.
Yeah.
Alice,
and
Max were very special
guests. So were Colleen and Kaylee.
Colleen and Kaylee were very special guests. Only Shreedhar was not a special guest.
Shreedhar is a special guest. He's a special guest. Okay? Definitely.
but it is, it's his birthday tomorrow, so, yeah. So,
okay, yeah, so
yeah.
Maybe we should invite him on.
Yeah, soon.
Soon.
When he's old enough.
When he's old.
But Avi, it is a delight to have you here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've gone back to introducing the show.
Yeah.
Definitely introduced.
Yeah, I just didn't want it to feel forced, is
yeah.
all.
Oh, I
yeah.
see. Okay.
Like, I didn't want to feel like we, like...
We don't have to force anything. Like, we should just let this flow. I mean, we normally
yeah.
just...
Like rappers.
Like, we're like rappers.
Yeah, we
like,
should.
There's... I bet if you put a beat to our episode, there'd be like a...
Yeah. There's an internal, like... I have an internal...
Yes,
spot.
I was just... I'm glad you threw that, like...
Yeah.
That is definitely, like, I,
yeah.
For real, I'm definitely... That's
yeah,
nice.
I think we all have, like, an internal beat going on.
Yeah.
The only problem is I don't know if we're synced up or if we're, like if we're on the same count. You know, like maybe like I'm starting here.
Well, I think there are certain, they're polyrhythms, right? Polyrhythms like, you know, pass the goddamn butter, which is like, it's these two beats in one, like pass the goddamn butter, pass the goddamn butter. And if you look at it, my right hand when I do this is pass the goddamn butter. This one is going to a count of four and this one's going to a count of three.
So for the listeners at home, you can imagine all of this. Krish has four hands, and he's beating out polyrhythms.
Yeah, exactly. So those are polyrhythms. I learned about that when studying guitar. Like Fela Kuti does this stuff, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Former Nigerian president, Fela Kuti. Wasn't he? I think during the Biafran, like, whatever, like, the Biafra, like, moment. Whenever, like, you know, he was, like, popular. I thought he ran for like.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I would not be.
Or maybe
surprised.
Not president, but like he was like. I think
he was
involved.
A politician.
Yeah.
I think he was involved in like.
I could totally see
yeah,
Fela Kuti as
yeah.
a politician.
Yeah.
I'd vote for him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, I need to hear. No, I need to hear. His
are you
somebody?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
responsible.
That's thank you.
That's the responsible.
I know. For a second, we're like, oh, you're just gonna vote for him
just because he's famous and popular.
No, I like his music. If you like someone's music,
that's
but
true.
That doesn't necessarily mean. Like, we don't want to get back to politics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, this show is not about politics.
But we do mention it in every episode.
Yeah, it's just, everywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, Fela Kuti, I think.
Yeah, Fela Kuti.
Yeah, I think I would vote for her.
Assuming that I agreed with his position.
Yeah. How bad do you think his positions could be that, like, it would make it bad to vote for him?
I think we all took a big pause there. Yeah. We don't know what his positions are in anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good music.
We already know he's good music. So
yeah.
What does that mean? Probably
yeah.
like good music, good
yeah.
vibes.
Yeah.
Well, I can imagine like, what about a Fela Kuti who would just say, the only music you can listen to is stuff that I made.
Oh, yeah.
If you listen to anything that's not me, you're sent to prison, solitary confinement.
That's what are his other policies?
Huh? That's his only one.
Oh, fuck.
That's not bad.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're totally all the time. We officially changed it so we have an explicit warning label on iTunes.
Yeah, we are
NC-17. We're
NC-17.
Yeah.
Yeah, no children under 17 should be listening
to
this. One, if you're 17 and one day,
yeah.
then please listen to it and then tell all your other
children,
17-year-old friends.
And so above.
Shreeder in 2 days.
Kids are listening to this podcast.
If that was his own policy, listen to my music, I'd be down with that. Like, what else do I need to listen to?
I don't...
Yeah. I feel like that's a personal music.
I feel like you're normalizing Fela Kuti here. I think you accepted it after, now you're going to be willing to accept his next policy.
His next policy
is you have to listen to it day in and day out. It has to follow you everywhere you go. That's Fela Kuti's second political position.
You know,
how much is he making new music, or is it just
it's one of his old songs.
I'm okay with all of this as long as he's not making money off of it.
Oh, rule number three.
Yeah.
Rule number three, he's making money off you.
No, I feel like
you're just defining it.
Yeah, no.
He's not a bad guy.
Yeah, exactly. He would never do this. Fela Kuti would give his music out for free.
That's the fella I know.
He's a good fella.
He's a good fella, okay.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't really know a lot of Fela Kuti songs, but like I know when I hear it, I like it.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to come clean in case, you know, you guys start digging through my
Fela Kuti collection
backstory and realizing that I actually
I could have just said, "Hey Hector, what's your favorite Fela Kuti song?"
Mm-hmm.
You're like,
yeah.
"All of them."
Especially that one with the horn.
The one with the horns. I do love that. I love that horn sound. I love that like big trumpet sound.
Yeah.
It's just so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
On that one song.
But yeah, exactly.
Favorite one?
All of them.
While you guys were saying your favorite songs, all of them, I thought of a Fela Kuti song, and it's Zombie.
Oh!
No Zombie.
No.
Wait.
Do you like, which one do you prefer, Zombie or No Zombie?
I think...
Wait, there is a song called Zombie?
Oh, Zombie.
I think I know that one. It also might sound like another song of his that I might know. But it's not the Cranberries.
No.
What's that
called? Zombie.
I never heard that one.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah,
really?
Never heard it.
In your head, they are fighting with their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very political song.
Hey, all music is political.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because the thing people know the Cranberries for isn't that was one of their breakout hits, but now everyone's like, "All My Life," you know, like every possible way, "All My Dreams."
Yeah.
Like those are the songs that they're now known for.
Is not Zombie?
I mean, they're known for Zombie, but like Avi didn't know Zombie. You probably knew the other song, "All My Dreams," right?
No, I didn't.
You didn't know that song?
No.
All my life. It's changing every day.
I don't know.
Okay.
The song that I'm thinking of when you started that was "All My Life." You know,
yeah.
I pray for someone like you. Casey and JoJo.
That's the one.
Oh,
I was thinking.
Yeah. Oh, that sounded good.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I've heard the Cranberries actually.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're very political.
Okay. Stay away from it.
They're all about Biafra.
The Irish Republican Army.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Irish Biafra.
Oh,
yeah.
Biafra. Is that Biafra?
Biafra, yeah.
But what's Casey and JoJo?
Casey and JoJo, they were R&B siblings, and they sang this song, All My Life?
Yeah, that's the only one I know.
Yeah, I think that's their main song.
They were brothers? Brother, sister?
They were two brothers.
Two brothers. One was Casey, the other one was JoJo?
Yeah. And they sang the song.
And this is in the 70s.
It was late 90s.
Like, yeah, I feel like it was the 90s.
Oh,
it
in
was,
the 90s.
It was, they were contemporaneous. That song came out around the same time as, like, "The Boy Is Mine" by Brandy and Monica.
Wait, I want to, that's really interesting.
This is interesting because like,
yeah.
I feel like there's like this huge thing like where Avi doesn't know
yeah.
the songs
yeah.
that the
yes,
actor
exactly.
I know. Like, this Venn diagram is really fascinating
yeah.
to me.
We'd be great for trivia. Like,
yeah,
we should go
like,
to
music trivia night?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Except it turns out there's probably all this other music that we don't know.
I was at a trivia night a few weeks ago, and I feel like I got the music questions right. And I haven't – like, the last time – before that, the last time I had gone to a trivia night was probably, like – it might have been all the way back when we were in Final Fantasy Fantasy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was different music then.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah.
So when you said, oh, that's from the late 70s.
Yeah.
What was it that made you say...
Oh, yeah. Casey and the Sunshine Band was what I was thinking.
Oh,
or
okay.
KC and the Sunshine Band.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay. Right? So I was like, oh, but also, like, Casey and JoJo, that sounds like a 70s era.
Yeah,
band,
I could see that.
Right?
Yeah. Maybe they were named after Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
JoJo and the Pussycats, I don't know.
Who's Josie?
Which is a fictional band, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but then
from
they
the
became
Archie
a real band.
From the Archie Comics universe. They became a real band?
From the Hanna-Barbera comics universe.
Oh, are they Hanna-Barbera?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And they became a real band in the realistic live version
like,
of that
So they're
movie.
Human versions of...
When they made the movie.
Oh, but that's kind of like Saved by the Bell, like Zack Attack.
Is a real band.
Oh, yeah.
Is a real band. Or the Partridge Family is a real band.
Is a real band.
What isn't a real band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the Brady Bunch is a real band.
Yeah, and
yeah.
They're all about politics. They're all about Biafra.
Yeah.
Jello Biafra. What's your music?
Yeah, what's your circle in the Venn diagram?
Yeah, what's your circle?
It probably skips the 80s. I feel like there's classic rock in
yeah.
there. There's things from the 90s. I feel like I know most things from the 90s. It's the 2000s.
Uh-huh.
Definitely R&B, hip hop, pop. Now I'm a little more like a little bit of like folk.
Mm-hmm.
Like Americana,
yeah.
I've been listening to
like
a little bit.
Contemporary,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Electric R&B kind of stuff, like R&B, but using synthesized instruments. I think. That's kind of like my.
That's eclectic
now.
Yeah,
yeah, that's kind of like all over the place.
Yeah.
What's like? Do you like? Are you like a? Like music to get you dancing, kind of guy, or like.
I definitely keep it on in the background.
Yeah.
Most of the day, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I like music that moves me, like that has
yeah.
a rhythm to it for
yeah.
sure. So, like, I feel like it motivates me kind of throughout the day.
Yeah.
It gives me like energy. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And then, what is that rhythm? Because I think the rhythms, like, I'd say all music has a rhythm, right?
For sure. For
so
sure.
What is like the what's your optimal rhythm?
So I think right now it's rhythms where the rhythms are set just as much by the I don't know what you would call it, but the instrument not by the instrument where the instruments set the rhythm.
Oh yeah,
you
let
the
instruments.
Yeah,
you
know,
yeah.
The instruments. Yeah,
but,
that's so novel.
But rather than the percussion
uh-huh.
setting the beat, it's like using other instruments in a percussive.
Way, I
yeah,
see.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. I
wait,
think,
like, do you have an example?
Yeah, I would say, like James Blake, I think, is the best example, where there's definitely, like, percussive elements, and they kind of are used to accent the rhythm that is melodic rhythm, which is almost used in a percussive manner,
mm-hmm.
I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
What's
your favorite James Blake song?
I don't know.
I love that.
They're all great. James Blake is he does like whispery kind of like with like a click track in the back kind
mm-hmm.
of like
yeah.
And like and like very like diffuse like melodies that kind of like
mm-hmm.
are not like super catchy but just sort of like
yeah.
You know, GoldenEye. I think GoldenEye is my favorite. I don't know. I don't really know James Blake stuff. Mm-hmm. I think. But you dig it because of the rhythms,
yeah.
The polyrhythms.
Yes, the polyrhythms. I'm all about polyrhythms.
You're all about polyrhythms.
Before I even knew a polyrhythm.
Hey, the Bay Area. This is very...
Poly,
yeah,
right?
It's so poly here.
So polyrhythmic here.
It's so polyrhythmic. You're not just in one rhythm, you're in many rhythms.
You're many rhythms,
yeah. But it's the rhythm... Yeah, I don't know what it is for me. I think for me, it's like, I need... I like music that have, like, hooks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that like, I don't even really know how to describe a hook.
Like the
like,
Blues Travelers, like,
it's specifically just that song. Hook. Yeah. Is that what it's called? Where,
yeah,
is that the song where he goes, the
hook
will
bring you
back?
Yeah. I ain't telling you no lies. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's I want songs that have that
interesting
bridge.
So like, that's really interesting because I gravitate towards songs that don't have.
Yeah.
That. So that's
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
James Blake to me, it feels like it's very like,
uh-huh.
You know, it doesn't have that like structure, like a verse, chorus, verse.
Yeah.
Which like, I think is great. Like it's cool. And like, I wish I could write music, but it's like, I don't like, it feels too scary. It's like
uh-huh.
too
yeah.
like, amorphous.
Yeah.
One song that made me think of that I feel, I mean, there is a verse chorus structure to it, and it's Super Rich Kids. And it's the same beat, it's the same chord progression throughout the song. And I think it's taken from an old Elton John. Was it Elton John or was it somebody else?
I get reminded of Benny and the Jets with that one.
Okay,
maybe
it's Benny and the Jets. Okay.
But I don't know who is that.
Bum,
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 bum.
Yes. That's right. And it's just, that's playing the entire time, but it's very distinctive because the verse is percussive. It's somebody rapping, but then the chorus is singing, but it's all entirely to that same chord progression.
Yeah, that's a good example.
Uh-huh.
I've been up to also Muramasa, like recently.
What's that?
He's just like a DJ producer, but I've listened to his songs. Like
mm-hmm.
I've only listened. He doesn't have that many songs, but there are like three or four songs that I've listened to probably like a hundred. Like I don't know. I want to say a really large number,
uh-huh.
but I'll just say like I've been playing it occasionally. For the past like 6 months, like even the same songs, because for some reason I don't get sick of
mm-hmm.
those beats or those rhythms. So,
are there lyrics or is it just kind of like?
Yeah, there are lyrics.
Yeah.
Sure.
And do you ever like sing to yourself? Do you like sing in the shower and stuff like that?
I sing in the shower in the car.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I love singing in the car when it's about.
Yeah.
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 I love it. I love it. I love singing in the car and having somebody pass me on the left lane and like watching, because I know that they're like, this guy's not driving as fast as I want him to, and I just want to see like them watch me enjoy myself as they pass me in the car.
They're not enjoying life.
They're basically not going at the fixed rhythm. Like they're like, I put my car in cruise control and I just listen to that.
And
melody.
It's like me passing you. Jesus Christ. I the thing about singing in the car though is that moment where you're like, eyes are closed, which you shouldn't be doing while you're driving.
No, absolutely.
But you're like in the middle of this like, you know, this chorus and you're belting it out and your eyes are closed and people are passing. That's embarrassing though, right? Like, don't you feel have you ever read the book About a Boy? Or ever seen the movie? It's like this. It's a Nick Hornby novel, and it talks about this boy who's just like really, really socially awkward and befriending an older man who is like unemployed but independently wealthy. But the thing is, like, this boy does this thing that's like just so awkward that the man like it makes that guy cringe because he's all about being hip and cool,
mm-hmm.
and that's like. Seeing sentimentally and like with his eyes closed, And it's this thing that, like, I think we as humans, it can be transcendent when we sing, right? And we're like, oh, this is a beautiful thing. Yeah. But it's also this, like, sense of earnestness and sentimentality that, like, this that can make hip people and ironic people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Which I am. I'm a hip and ironic person.
And so when you're passing by people who are doing that in cars,
yeah,
you're like that character in About a Boy.
The thing is, like, I never see it. I do see people doing it, and I'm like, oh, that looks fun. Like, they're really loving it.
Yeah.
You know?
But the thing is, like, the thing that I'm belting out might be, like, I don't know. Who's that group? Who's that girl group that goes, never gonna get it, never gonna
get
it.
Yeah, In Vogue.
In Vogue, yeah.
Yeah.
It might be, like, more like In Vogue. And it's something that I probably do not want to, I'd be embarrassed to, if anyone saw me.
Well, so that's your Venn diagram.
Yeah.
What?
In
Vogue?
In Vogue's
in Vogue. Oh, yeah. In Vogue's in my Venn diagram. Is that in yours?
No, it's
not.
Oh,
weird.
I would
belt out In Vogue in my
yeah.
car. Yeah, I'd belt that out. I'd do like, what's the one? Like, don't you wanna be more than friends?
Oh, yeah.
Hold me tight and don't
yeah.
let go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that. Like, I love their music. And
yeah, they're
I
great.
I don't
know, they've got a lot of polyrhythms going on.
They have plenty of polyrhythms in their Yep.
Yeah. Also, Toni Braxton.
Oh yeah.
That's what this podcast is about.
That's in that center of
we
that.
Finally
yeah.
found
yeah.
it.
We
Toni
finally
Braxton.
Found it. Toni Braxton.
That's what three middle-aged guys can really bond over is
Toni
Braxton. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's one of these things where I do feel people get embarrassed. Men who, like, feel, like, a need to project themselves as, like, oh, I can't sing a female vocalist's song because it's somehow emasculating or something else.
Yeah.
But I'm like, why not? Like, that's good music. I just want to enjoy the music. I just want to enjoy singing this song. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
I just love the harmonics are fun. Like,
yeah,
I
think you're right. I mean, like, yeah, one that I like is the Cranberries, like...
Zombie?
No, the other one.
All My Dreams.
All My Dreams,
yeah,
which is, like, a very, like, high... I think the reason you shouldn't do it is because... You're gonna destroy it. Like, it's the tarot. Like, you'll never come close to
hitting
it as well as these, like, amazing singers
mm-hmm.
are gonna do it. But yeah,
it's still fun.
It's
yeah.
still fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
But you know what? This because I so like it's singing to yourself privately. I think that's great. Singing in front of people, I think there's like two levels, right? There's like you're a good or decent singer and performer. And so you can, you know, play guitar and sing, great.
Mm-hmm.
You can do karaoke, and great.
Yeah.
You are not a good singer, but karaoke, you still like have access to karaoke. What I'm trying to say is I think karaoke is an awful, awful thing because it's basically like, it's kind of like the internet in that it's sort of like, it's giving access to amateurs that they should not have access to. They don't belong on the stage.
This should be Fellow Kuti's fourth love. I think we're in agreement.
This is Fellow Kuti's...
God, I want Fellow Kuti back, and I want him to run for the president of Nigeria.
Oh, man.
Yeah, exactly. This should be his fourth law. No amateur singing.
Yeah.
No amateur singing. Only Fellow Kuti is allowed to sing.
Yeah.
Only
Fellow. Oh, that's the best.
Oh, God.
You have... The only music you can listen to is his, and he's the only one who can sing.
Yeah.
That's... Yeah.
I actually like seeing bad singers
mm-hmm.
who are really into it. If it's a bad singer who's really nervous,
yeah,
it can be tough to watch.
Yeah,
but a bad singer who
just like owns
who owns it,
yeah,
is just like, I mean, they can get the people.
Yeah,
because everyone knows it's like it's not about for them. For that person.
Yeah, it's more about this like community.
Yeah,
like,
yeah
exactly.
Sure.
We're in a. It's like this tribal thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
and I think when you hear the average of people's voices, that actually sounds pretty
for sure.
Good,
yeah, it does. It does.
You're sort of like you're sort of removing all the edge effects and like the
Wait, say that again, when you hear the average?
Like, when you hear, like, multiple people singing together,
yeah.
It can sound better than any one of them, because you're sort of taking out the imperfections in any one voice, and you're hearing, like, this averaged collective voice.
Possibly, right? Or, like, it just sounds like noise, right? Like, isn't that just, like, white noise when you just have, like, everything, like...
Well, if people are trying to sing together, if people are trying to sing the same song.
I see, okay. So
exactly.
So there is some co
yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and at the same time.
Coherence.
Yes.
yeah, okay.
what was that song? What was it? It was this neoclassical song.
Neoliberal.
In C.
Wait,
I heard the song In C. And it's just a bunch of different instruments playing like different parts of the song at different points in time.
Uh-huh.
And it's a fairly cacophonous song. It's classified under classical music.
Yeah.
And it's this bizarre piece.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And,
that's the way I check
it out.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna check it out?
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out. That sounds exciting. Cacophonous, you know.
Yeah. So like could you like listen to that and do work? Like are you listening to music while you're doing work?
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah.
I think if I really need to concentrate, I won't. If it's like a medium level of concentration, then it'll just be no words.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. So, at work, I always have something playing, but I usually, like, now it's just podcasts. I just have podcasts playing,
mm-hmm.
but I can't have podcasts when I'm trying to read.
Because
it's just, like, ideas.
Yeah.
That's exactly, yeah, the words collecting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do it with music, like, you can read and do music.
But usually what I'll do is I'll listen to the same song and repeat.
Yeah, it's
a
song that you already know, so it's
yes.
not disruptive.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the song not a recent song? What's the song that you've had on repeat most of the time? Like for the most, like what's
the
song you've had?
Great question.
Yeah, on repeat the most.
I feel like I want to look at my phone to check. But,
yeah.
Throughout my whole life.
Yeah.
Throughout the song
that you've heard the most times.
It would probably have to be an Usher song, honestly.
Yeah.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
My Way?
No. Maybe, I don't know if it would be Let It Burn, because I could just listen to that forever.
How does Let It Burn go?
is it
like rapping or is it?
No,
like,
no.
Okay.
It's like a... deep down, you know what's best for yourself, but you know that it's over. You know that it's true. Let it burn. Yeah, and then it's just let it burn.
Oh, that was awesome.
Probably,
that was amazing.
Yeah, that's been that the most.
Why? Do you sing? Do you like.
Not really.
Yeah.
I've
been asking you,
like,
do you sing privately? But this whole time, you might be, like, a wedding singer. Like a,
no, that would
like
be really cool.
Club singer.
That would be the coolest job.
A wedding singer?
Well, just this, I think.
Just, like, a performer, like,
yeah.
on a club circuit?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
that'd
yeah,
be
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you get a gig that way. Like, yeah, you definitely have the voice for it.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you have a great voice. And, like, our 55 listeners
yeah.
are going to be blown away.
Yeah. And this is the best equipment to be recording.
Yeah.
We're not saturating these mics at all.
Not at all.
Those clippings that you see right there, those clipping effects, that's
yeah.
not us saturating these mics.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, we could just play all our episodes at the same time.
Yeah.
average
sound
would
be
beautiful.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. It'll sound like something from NC.
but that's...
What about you guys? You guys... Krish is a music maker.
I love
He's
music.
A musician, yeah.
Krish, we're surrounded by your instruments.
Yes, we have a piano, a few guitars, a mandolin.
Yeah.
And I think there's an imbira somewhere here.
Uh-huh.
And that gourd was supposed to turn into a drum at some point.
Right.
And it's been around for years, and I've just never had a chance. I've had plenty of opportunities. I just never felt like turning that gourd into a drum.
Do you play music often?
I like to. Not as often as I used to. I used to take guitar lessons every week, and then back then I was probably playing the most.
Yeah.
And now I try to find time to play, and I just need to make more. I want to make more music. I want to play more music.
Yeah.
Whenever I get the chance to, it really makes me happy.
Yeah. Wait, do you play instruments? Oh, I know you play the sax.
Yeah. Haven't really played regularly though in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I played in high school and then played, like, I kept up a little bit in college, mm-hmm. but then since then it's only, unless it's to do a bit.
Because comedy loves saxophones.
Yeah. If there's one thing that works comedically, it's a saxophone.
It's a saxophone.
Saxophone. Well, but do you call it horn? It's not a horn because it's woodwind, right? I mean, it's not brass.
I think
it's like the futon of instruments because it's
for
like
sure.
It's a woodwind instrument that looks like a brass instrument.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
But sounds like a woodwind, but it tastes like a brass.
It tastes
like
actually
like a brass.
No, it definitely
no,
tastes
it tastes like
a
woodwind because
yeah.
it has the reed,
the reed.
The reed,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
But
I feel like I don't know. I feel like I've heard people call it a horn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it still has like a funnel-y.
Yeah. Anything with a funnel has.
Yeah.
I guess is it both? Because what does it need to like? What do you need to be a brass instrument? You need the horn.
You need brass.
You need brass.
And so, that's it. Oh no, that's not true.
Valves? No, not always.
You need. I think it's like the fact that
it's
you
the way
mouth.
That
you
buzz your lips or
yeah. buzz your lips. Right? What's it called? Like embouchure? Is that what it's called? I just mean, like,
embouchure is like the lip tension, but
okay.
Muscle tension, but I don't know if. I think you need embouchure,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if it's. I don't know.
Okay.
I should know a lot more because I spent.
Well, that's,
I just
that's the part.
The words.
That's the part
I just
that. Got, well, that's the part that you didn't use, right? Like that's the rest of the. That's the part where the saxophone becomes more of a clarinet.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's the clarinet part of the saxophone.
Yeah. This is the saxophone is like one of those instruments that like. It's like a mistake of God, you know, like the way that the like a platypus or a kangaroo is. It's like, are you a mammal? I don't know. You're your own category. But the saxophone, I think the saxophone, both the saxophone and trumpet are I love the sounds of both. You know, like I think saxophone is it can be like so amazing. Like a, do you play the tenor sax?
Alto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't forget what I said.
But tenor is definitely because I actually remember in high school because after I had committed a bunch of time to the alto and I guess I could have switched to tenor.
Yeah.
But it was really kind of like because tenor there was I feel like 10th or 11th grade I was like dang tenor saxophone definitely sounds a lot better.
Just because it's a little lower. It's
Just
because it's got better.
And you can still hit some of that. Like
But no, it's true. The alto sax you have a lot more virtuosity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But. No soprano. You're no Kenny G.
No. The alto saxophone is the saxophone of instruments.
Nice.
I play the flute when I was in middle school.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
awesome.
That's a woodwind.
That is. I play clarinet. Look at us.
We just had a woodwind trio.
We have a woodwind trio.
What's the name of our woodwind trio?
Pellicucci.
His estate is going to be calling us out.
Yeah.
The Pellicucci marching band.
Yeah.
Six decrees of cease and desist.
Yeah.
Wait, why is he an authoritarian militant dictator? The six decrees. God, we're just handing down rules.
I feel like he would be the I'm going back. But he would be the opposite of authoritarian.
I feel like polyrhythms in and of themselves sort of negate like the whole idea of like authoritarian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that just means he's open to many rhythms.
Yeah. Exactly.
For sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think he'd be a cool dad.
Yeah.
I think he would be too cool of a dad.
Think
he'd be like too?
He'd be too lax.
Yeah.
Like when he should be like giving you curfew, giving you structure and boundaries, and you're not. Yeah. He's like, hey man, just bond your polyrhythm.
Yeah.
It's all up to you.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever want to be stepdads? Have you ever thought about being a stepdad?
I haven't thought about it. No, I'm thinking about it now.
Yeah.
Like, well, what kind of, do you think, dad's one thing, but stepdad, I feel like this, it's a thing, like, say, like, you married someone who has a child who's, like a young teenager,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? Like that's
yeah.
that's a weird time to like step into
yeah.
The role, right? Like what is
mm-hmm.
what's our like what we have no authority.
No.
No.
Right?
You have to be the fellow cootie in that situation.
Yeah,
you
gotta be the fellow cootie.
You have to
God.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like that's probably the right parenting style.
Sure,
you just
exactly.
have to
right.
let the child find their own polyrhythm.
Yeah.
Like,
encourage them to
encourage
find their
own polyrhythm.
Yeah,
yeah absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Biafra.
Yeah.
I encourage them. I don't know what that is.
We'll have to look it up
yeah.
in the break.
Yeah.
yeah.
Which is
right about now.
Yeah. So
yeah.
So we're gonna wrap up this section. We're just gonna continue to talk to Avi. But thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you guys.
Yeah. Awesome.
We're thinking about a company that might want to sponsor our
That's
podcast.
Right. Yeah, yeah. We need a suggestion from you of a real company that would possibly sponsor our
Subway.
Podcast.
Nationwide Insurance.
Pizza Mattresses.
I heard Subway Nationwide Insurance.
I heard Subway first. All right, thank you. Subway. Well, the Pedestrian Podcast, there's one thing that we love to eat.
And those are sandwiches.
Sandwiches. Not just any sandwiches. Long sandwiches.
Long sandwiches. And we want the smell that we visited the place where we got those sandwiches.
That's right.
All over our body.
We want people to know
where we've been. Yes.
And that place...
Is Subway.
Not a New York City Subway.
No. Subway, the chain restaurant.
That's right. The chain restaurant. Not... A London Subway.
No, to clarify, there's only one chain restaurant that we know of called Subway.
That's right. Hey, Chris, you know what I like to get at the Subway?
What do you like to get at
Subway? I like to get a veggie delight.
That's pretty good. Guess what I like to get?
What do you like to get?
I also like to get a veggie delight.
Oh, God. We're so lame.
That's why we eat
at Subway. Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah. So we're back from our break.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoy those Safeway subs.
Yeah. Hope you enjoy the Quiznos Deli.
Yeah.
There are sponsors.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, they don't know about it.
But once they hear our ads.
Yeah. Once
they.
Yeah. Once we get past the 55 listeners, we'll.
I just got hungry hearing that.
Yeah.
I haven't had dinner either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if we had a Safeway subs or Quizno subs
mm-hmm.
outlet close
yeah.
by, we would definitely go
totally.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to
yeah.
eat there.
Not to criticize our sponsors, but you know what I'm really in the mood for right now is
what?
Zante's Pizza.
Oh, yeah. Zante's Pizza.
I love
great.
That.
Yeah.
I really love that pizza.
Yeah.
It's so much better than
Safeway
and
Safeway and Quizbees.
Quizbees.
But we're back with Avi. We decided just to keep recording.
Yeah.
Sweet. But I'm you know like this is a bittersweet recording because
yeah.
You're leaving Avi.
You're moving away.
Yeah.
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 Moving to New York.
The
Big Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that when you go there?
The Big Apple.
Here I am, city.
I'm ready for you.
Yeah.
And you're gonna wear like a beret and you're going to toss it in the air.
Oh, you're going to wear a beret? Oh, that's so great.
Take that NJ Transit.
Yeah, take the J Transit.
All the way up.
What is that? That's the path?
The path,
yeah.
Yeah.
Take the path.
Take the path.
Go to Hoboken.
Yeah.
Do you guys know Hoboken at all?
I've heard of a Hoboken.
Yeah, I know of it, but I don't know it.
There used to be like this club / restaurant called Maxwell's out there. Did
mm-hmm.
you ever
Never
go there?
To know.
Oh, it's great. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah. I feel very uncomfortable, right, like acknowledging how little I know about the state that I grew up in.
No, Chris, what's your favorite city in New Jersey?
Great question.
Oh, that's a good question. I was gonna just jump to East Brunswick because that's where I grew up.
Yeah.
But I actually don't think that's true.
Oh, okay.
But now I'm trying to think of like what place what I have liked more than East Brunswick, and that's hard to say.
Yeah.
So,
not an indictment of New Jersey. There are plenty of
There's plenty of great cities. I mean, there's a lot in like New Brunswick and Piscataway. I like the Raritan River. I like driving in that area. I like the highways. Like, I mean, I like the highways.
You like the highways in New Jersey?
It's not like there's a Highway 21 that's very scenic, right?
Yeah, highway. There's like the Turnpike's really nice. 585 is really nice. Like yeah, the New Jersey has a great road system.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they have a great highway system. But I remember like it being like their signs aren't very useful on the highways. I remember that like it like you don't it's like what you see are like signs of like that was the exit that you should have exit you just missed was the street.
Well, and I think for me that was a good thing cuz I knew what exit 9 was. I knew what exit 10 was.
Uh-huh.
And for me like those numbers made perfect sense. If you're not in the know, I'm sure it can feel very like, uncomfortable.
Yeah,
and
it's meant to. It's like a shibboleth.
It's a little bit of a shibboleth.
What is
that?
Or
shibboleth.
Shibboleth. What is that? What is both of these things?
It's something to indicate which part of the Venn diagram you're in.
Yeah, it's it's that thing that did you ever see Inglourious Basterds?
Yes.
That scene where like. Where the American Jewish like company or like
the Inglorious Bastards
Inglorious Bastards when they're pretending to be German but then they like there's like this specific way that a certain type of German from a certain location would say a thing that they don't say like and so that shibboleth I think it dates back to like biblical times when like the Israelites needed to know who was part of a tribe would be like this is the thing that you would know if you were part of this tribe and so it's like it like a shibboleth would be like exit 9 and New Jersey Turnpike and like
that's right.
only like New Jersey people would know
yeah.
and everyone else gets murdered by Nazis.
I mean there was that reminds me of like the New York Times dialect quiz that came out and it tells you so for instance like Mischief Night. Like that's definitely that's a shibboleth that like I guess Avi and I would know, but you probably don't.
No, I've never heard of Mischief Night. Is that like a New Jersey Devil thing?
Not exactly.
Yeah.
But
it's the night before Halloween. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's the night where like
is that also in Philly they do that?
Yeah.
It's like Philly, New Jersey. Basically your house could get TP'd or you TP somebody else's house.
It's like a time for pranks, but really it turned into...
Wait, the night before Halloween is October 30th.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you guys are doing stuff on October 30th, not October 31st?
Both.
It's a separate day. It's a separate holiday. It's called Mischief Night.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Trick-or-treating is Mischief Night, isn't it?
No, because you're that's a transaction.
Yeah.
You wore a, you wore a costume for somebody and they give you candy.
See, that
sounds really bad.
It is really what happens, though.
Yeah. And but you can also trick. You can go TPing. I feel like I feel like if you're up to mischief, you also do that on...
Well, no, but the difference with Mischief Night is you're not requesting candy. You're just like, it's all about the tricks.
So to me, this sounds okay. This definitely sounds like a what's that thing where like the mafia comes and like demands insurance payment.
No.
Yeah, Omerta. No, where they just demand like insurance payment. They're like, oh, I hate to see anything bad happen to your restaurant. For example, you might get TP'd. You know, that's like a threat, you know?
Yeah,
like, except you commit the threat first, and then you come and, like, collect on...
I mean, I really hope you end this investigation on Comey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Robert Mueller, I hate to see your house get TP'd on Mischief Night. I'm just
saying. Yeah.
You know that it's going to rain tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So okay, Mischief Night is a Philly, New Jersey thing.
Yeah.
Pop. Yeah, I see.
Everyone knows pop.
Everyone knows pop.
But we don't say pop in southeastern Pennsylvania.
What?
No, it's more of Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
we don't say it in New Jersey either.
Yeah.
That was one of the first things I learned. I was like,
then
why
did you guys bring
up
pop?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you bring up pop?
Just
if you don't say it.
Just so you
that's a shibboleth. That's like an Ohio shibboleth right there. Like if Inglourious Basterds took place in like America.
Yeah.
That would be like if like the army of Inglorious Bastards came in.
Yeah.
They were pretending to be from Athens, Ohio.
Yeah.
And they used the word soda.
Yeah.
It would be wrong.
Yeah. You'd have to shoot them.
Yes.
Yes. You'd have to. But okay, so you're heading out to New York.
Yeah.
The Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
The
yeah.
Big Apple.
With bright lights, big city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dream in your eye?
Just kind of like a new adventure.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I'm thinking.
Yeah, because we were talking about this, and I was telling how envious I felt of like, you're setting off on an adventure.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and I'm just... I'm here behind with the kids, with my stepkid. And I'm teaching him polyrhythms.
Oh, fella.
Fella.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're off on adventures.
Yeah. I mean, part of it is, yeah, if you want, you did that. You had that experience. You went and you taught science on a school bus in New York.
Yeah, but I mean, like... But now it's your turn,
and
I'm jealous.
Now I get to
teach
science on the school bus. You should hook him up. Does the school bus still exist?
Yeah. I don't know how much you want to hang out with kids on a bus.
What kind of science are we teaching here?
It's biology.
Oh, okay.
It's primarily biology. It's but I don't know. I bet they might be expanding. It's like there might be a little physics, might be a little chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
I bet CS is like. In the horizons, maybe.
Why do they teach it on a school bus?
Yeah, so what my it's called the BioBus,
mm-hmm.
BioBus.org. My friend from New York, after grad school, instead of doing more research, what he wanted to do was to do education outreach. And what he did was he just bought a 1974 city bus, an old San Francisco city bus,
oh.
on Craigslist. He retrofitted it
wow.
And with like... He put in like a biodiesel engine
wow.
that ran on like at first it was like running on the grease from like Chinese restaurants, but apparently that like is really dirty stuff and like just like clogs up the filters.
Uh-huh.
He has solar panels and like a little garden on the roof and like a giant like windmill fan generator
wow.
on the front of the bus, and inside it's just like. A bunch of microscopes, cool like light microscopes and this and that. And he just goes to different schools in the New York area, but also like tri-state area and like brings like hands-on biology like demonstrations to students.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
it's
cool.
Super cool. And so, yeah, and I volunteered as like a little aide or docent. Person for a little while and help taught.
That's
and
awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
I love that it's called a docent, like
yeah.
like a docent
museum,
on
right?
a school bus museum. Right? Yeah,
yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah. It's like yeah, exactly. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
an interactive educational. Yeah, but they've expanded and so like it's not just the bio bus and
uh-huh.
they also have like a second bus that they're building. It's actually an Airstream trailer.
Airstream trailer?
Yeah, you know those like old 1960s Airstream trailers?
Oh my god,
oh.
This just brought back a memory. And I think in middle school or high school, we
uh-huh.
had one of those trailers come to our school, and it was about the ecology, I want to say.
Oh,
it was
cool.
Like an Earth Day thing?
Yeah, I think
wow.
it was an Earth Day thing. Yeah.
And what was in the trailer?
Just Earth. It was just all dirt experience.
Yeah, yeah.
A
zebra.
A zebra.
Just a zebra traveling around in an Airstream trailer.
With like 30 kids out of there. No, I think it was like demonstration. One thing I really remember was now is just like there's a demonstration of water flow, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like this topology of like hills and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And I think they were talking about how watersheds work and things.
Oh,
like that.
Cool. Do you remember how watersheds work?
I think it's just like water flows places and then
cool.
You know. But I remember they had like I feel like some colored dye and stuff like that that they
cool.
used to demonstrate the effect
yeah.
of pollution, how you even if you're only polluting what you think is a small area.
Yeah,
you're actually contributing to global
because it diffuses.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And the thing is, like, that is the biggest pollutant out there is food coloring or like water-based dyes.
Oh gosh.
Really?
No.
You totally... I was like, I've been doing it.
Oh my gosh. Like I was like, a docent at the BioBus just told me that water-based food coloring
is the number one killer of our the fish.
And I just took you on authority right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well that's Fela Kuti's authority then. I spoke with so much polyrhythm that you were like...
Yeah. Obviously, you have to retrain those kids, like just to know the real facts.
Yeah. But you're going out to New York with a dream in your eye, maybe, or just out to seek adventure.
Yeah, I think that's what it really is right now. I kind of want to just I wanted to like take more improv classes, study that.
Kind of
also explore. A new city for a little bit. Just, you know, I've been in the Bay for 5 years. Just wanted to switch things up a little bit.
Well, I mean, we should say, you know, we know you as an amazing improviser.
Absolutely.
One of the funniest people. But, like, I, you know, and I'm just going to nerd out a little. You know, what I enjoy about your improv is this, like, earnestness. Like, you know, that doesn't feel contrived, you know? It just feels real.
Mm-hmm.
It's not sad, but it's, like, genuine, like, I'm really interested in what's going on here, you know, like, I think that's the thing that makes you such a fun player.
I'm gonna nerd out too, because I've told you about this scene, but I want to put it on the record. This is like one of my favorite scenes. I think it was at a jam. I was watching Avi, and it was this like perfect game scene. He comes in as this like really harsh restaurant critic, and he's like very picky, very fussy about the food he's eating, and he's like gonna give the restaurant a bad review, and somebody tags out the person whose restaurant he's gonna give a review of, and they put him in a different restaurant, same thing, very finicky, same thing, like a third tag out, same thing. We know who Avi's character is. Somebody tags him out and takes him to a Wendy's. And then he just really slowly enters that scene. He's like, and asks for
a Frosty.
Because
I love Frosty.
He loves Frosty. and then he just says, and then the person on the other end of the counter says, "Wait, aren't you gonna criticize this?" And I'm like, "Nope, this is one of the few pleasures of my life." I loved it. I feel like I totally believe that character exists in our world, right?
Yeah, because you love Frosty.
And I hate all of it.
It was that perfect, like breaking my expectations.
Yeah.
That was wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. But that's awesome. So you're going to go to New York and do some improv. What was the other thing?
Just kind of
explore a new city.
Yeah.
Have you lived in New York before?
No, I mean, I used to go because, you know, growing up in like southeastern Pennsylvania, it's really easy to get to New York, and you can take a train. It takes like 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I mean, it's exit 10 off the turnpike to get into Staten Island, so it's really simple.
This is automatic.
Yeah.
Wait, you go from New Jersey to Staten Island? Is that what you said?
Well, that's one way to get to New York. I mean, there are a bunch of different ways. You can take a commuter bus. You could take the train.
Ferry.
You can take a ferry. Yeah, so like, you could take like the Staten Island ferry. Like, there's so many options.
Is there a bridge that goes from Staten Island to Manhattan, or to, not Manhattan, but to, like...
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Yeah, I don't remember.
To be honest, I mostly would just take either the train and, like, get off at Penn Station, or I take a bus to the Port Authority, and then... Yeah.
So from southeastern Pennsylvania, and then southeast Pennsylvania, they have SEPTA there, right?
Yeah, SEPTA is...
Yeah.
SEPTA
is a shibboleth. It's like that's like a total.
Yes,
word. Yeah.
I mean,
you can also kind of say it for any city, right? Like,
BART.
Exactly.
Whatever. Yeah, but SEPTA. I remember because it's like it's such a terrible name,
and it's so bad. It's Southeastern Pennsylvania Transport Authority, but it's also just.
Yeah.
I don't want to shit on anything, but it's not great. It's just not a good...
It sounds like smart, you know, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's smart?
Sonoma Marin area rapid transit.
Oh, yeah. That's actually, I mean, SMART at least sounds smart.
You have BART, we have SMART.
Yeah. But SEPTA sounds like septic tank.
That's
not great for in terms of branding.
Yeah.
Maybe it describes the brand accurately.
Yeah.
I think I haven't been on SEPTA in.
Careful what you say. We have 55 listeners.
Yeah.
And any one of them could be
a member working for SEPTA.
Yeah. Director of SEPTA.
All right. You know what? No holds barred. SEPTA is not a great transfer. SEPTA, they're habitually late. Their updates aren't great. It's just a bad transportation system.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah,
we got.
Oof. Yeah, good.
Gosh,
glad you got that opportunity.
Great.
You feel great.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity
and the platform.
This is, yes. Your soapbox.
Yes.
Yeah.
What else do you hate?
Yeah, we can mobilize at least, or actually at most 55 people.
Yeah, at most 55 people. To boycott SEPTA.
Yeah.
No, don't do that because SEPTA needs more money.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
So you have faith that it will improve. You're
yeah.
saying this to change the system.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good. No,
someday.
That's good.
Someday it'll get better. I'd go every so often, like around Christmas time, or like to visit friends, or just to party or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I probably had spent in my life like 35 days total in New York City. So
that's a short amount. That's
wow.
You can count that on all your
hands.
On your teeth. You can count.
Oh yeah,
your
teeth, hands, and fingers.
Yeah.
But why New York? What was the draw?
Well, also it's closer to family. So I was thinking it'd be nice to be like able to visit family for a weekend.
So is Camden. New Jersey.
They got a great waterfront.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a bunch of factors. Like, obviously, Camden does not have a great comedy scene.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not aware.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
There's a really great place called the Laugh Factory in New Brunswick.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where it is?
I think they have a bunch of Laugh Factories.
It's like a chain, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're
it's
all
a,
around
it's
the
a comedic industrial complex.
Yeah, exactly. It's called Factory, guys. It must be a chain.
And those are all over New Jersey, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
So why not one of those?
Why don't you want to go work at a Laugh Factory?
You don't want to work on the science school bus.
They won't let you unionize.
Just clock in.
They won't unionize. I want to unionize comedic production.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I think it's also the thing that's exciting is just like the density of people.
Yeah.
I think that's interesting to me.
Yeah.
There are tons of people.
There's so many people there.
And I think that was something that I was like, oh, that'd be cool to just be in a sea of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that is one of the things that I love about New York is just like a sea of people that are like so different. And it was definitely a shock when I first moved there after like living in Ohio for, you know, all my life.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh shit, everyone's so like forward and like, and they're all different and it's like, it's so heterogeneous and it's like, I don't know if I'm ready for this. And of course, you know, like once I got used to it, it was amazing, but it was like so scary.
Yeah.
When I first moved out there. I mean, like, San Francisco is a decent sized town.
Yes.
And has some amount of diversity. But
yeah. I think there's a difference with New York. I always think of public transit is something that it's communal.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone uses it. And it's surprising to me how few people take BART. You know, or how few people use Muni, and you know, everyone, and it might just be a sign of the time.
Yeah, no, it's the dregs of society that take BART and Muni, and I
take BART and Muni.
No, I do too.
Oh, okay.
I count myself one of them.
We're the dregs.
Yeah. We are the dregs.
That's a good name for a band, like our woodwind band. And
our
the
woodwind,
dregs.
Yeah.
We're the dregs.
Yeah.
The dregs.
Are we doing Americana folk?
Yeah,
I'd
be down with that.
Or
too.
Are we doing more like electronic R&B?
We can do a little bit of both, some Dave Van Ronk and then some Casey and JoJo.
So I guess you know, we don't have really any more time left with Avi, but like yeah, I think both of us, we wish you you know, the worst experience, so you
so
can
that
come
you
right
come
back.
Right back.
No,
we hope that you recognize in New York what it doesn't have. And
yeah.
What San Francisco has.
Yeah, what do you think is missing in New York? Tell us now.
I'll tell you already. I feel like San Francisco has a culture of kindness in the sense that, and I think I was telling this to you
mm-hmm.
earlier, Krish, that, like, you know, being from the East Coast, like, if you tell someone about some, like, weird idea or feeling or something that's, like, kind of out of the usual, the natural
yeah.
impulse, I feel like, on the East Coast is to be like, is to just say, like, that sounds dumb. And
yeah.
here's why I think so. And
yeah.
that people say that's honesty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And here in San Francisco specifically, if you have some, like, crazy idea or something that you
mm-hmm.
really feel strongly about and something that you want done that doesn't really seem practical, they might say, like, hey, that doesn't seem practical, but here's what I can do to help. And
yeah.
I've found that is just like a cultural thing here that
yeah.
is not, you can't, it's not matched anywhere.
It's, well, it's the polyrhythms here.
It's the polyrhythms. Yeah, exactly.
It's all the polyrhythms here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's, but I feel like that's.
And obviously you guys aren't in New York. So
we can be,
yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes!
The dregs.
Are you asking us?
Yes, that's
what
I'm asking, yeah.
Because we can do this anywhere.
Yeah. To be continued.
Yeah, we can podcast anywhere.
Because
this is all we do.
This is all we do. We,
yeah.
For our living, we podcast.
Yeah, we...
Yeah.
We all need to throw our berets in the air now.
Yes!
Yeah. Ah, let's get matching berets for our woodwind trio. So gross.
Oh, this is a dream come true that I never knew I had.
So now that you're going out to New York, is there anything that you want to advertise? Like, well, what do you want people,
yeah.
what do you want them to know? Like, where
yeah.
can we find you? What
where
we,
can we find
yeah.
you?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. What do you want to plug?
Oh,
yeah,
what
do you
want to
plug?
Oh, you know what? When is this going to air?
Never.
It'll be probably in July.
In July. I want to plug the 76ers, Philadelphia basketball team. Oh, is this supposed to be about me, though?
Anything
you want to play.
Anything
yeah.
you want.
I really think, I'm really excited for the team this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's going to be tons of improvement. They suffered a lot.
Yeah.
To try and make their team better.
Yeah.
But after this summer, I think you guys are going to be surprised. You guys are going to love.
Is Allen Iverson coming back?
Oh, that would be awesome. That would
I used
be,
to love
was,
Iverson.
No, he was. I didn't have posters, but what I did is I cut out newspaper pictures of Allen Iverson that
yeah.
were too small, and then I used my dad's photocopier at his work to blow them up.
Oh.
They were just black and white.
As posters in your room, you would take newspaper AP photos
yes,
and
that's
blow
hilarious.
Them up.
It would just be the pixels.
Yes, it was. So I had two pictures of Allen Iverson. I had Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
was he? Did he do the windmill? No, that was Sean Kemp. Who did the windmill?
That was Sean
Kemp.
Okay. Dikembe Mutombo was the.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what I would like to plug.
76ers in
2017 to 2018.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Be on the lookout for the 76ers.
Be on the lookout for the 76ers.
Yeah.
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 Especially this season, because
yeah.
we know Allen Iverson's could come back.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're here first.
Right?
Yeah.
I do feel like the 76ers, by their name alone, though, like, they're sort of like saying, like, oh, we're only good in 1976, 2076, 2176, those are the years that we were.
Exactly.
I thought you were going to say we're only good 76% of the time. I was like, that would be good. I would take
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Those are good odds right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, but Avi, thank you so much for
Thank
you guys.
Hanging out.
Yeah.
And we wish you the best of luck.
Yes, good luck.
We should get your beret.
Yes.
That's, that, we should find a beret.
We should find a beret. Yeah.
Thanks. We took a lot of your time. So
this will be time well spent by our listeners.
Yeah, well spent by our listeners.
Absolutely.
Yeah. First decree, you must listen to this.
And with that, thank you. Bye-bye.